for May the 16th, 2023. This is Tabota Talks Games, episode 236. So again, it's been quite a while since my last episode. It's been about 2 months. I've been toiling away at my my game project, the Great Coin Game, digital production or whatever, digital version. It's been 2 months of bug fixing, refactoring of the code, restructuring and changing the architecture back and forth. But finally, a while ago, fairly recently, I got it bug-free and actually started to got it to start. I was able to run it. got as far as being able to create a game and load in all the cards. Of course, I've started out with a set of just 7 cards on the first, and they're not shuffled at the moment, just so I can test everything without any random variables that I don't need at the moment. I've gotten so far that I can get the cards, display them as a deck, and then have the first player draw cards from it to their hand. So I'm happy to see some kind of progress. Played around a little bit with the CSS to make the cards actually look like cards, so they're slightly skewed back to the left or to the right, so it looks like a perfectly symmetrical deck, and also put some shadows on the card. So looks fairly nice. Of course, lots of work left GUI wise. It's a nice break to be able to, after just staring at the code for months, to actually look at the front end a bit. But of course, right away, when I start doing something, there's things to take care of. One thing that I hadn't been working on was the actual sequencing of the game. So the keeping track of whose turn it is and which sequence of the turn it is. I think there's about 8 different sequences in a turn. So you start out by calculating how much gold each player gets based on which lands they have and if they have any mines. And then they get to choose the draw cards, either 2 from the deck or 1 from the discard pile. And then they can pay for extra cards, first one costing 2 and then it doubling for each subsequent card. So I had to add gold, which I hadn't had in the game, so I had to put in a property for gold for the player, and had to add some calculation on the costs. So that's the point that I'm up to at the moment, trying to get these first steps of the turn to work. Then I guess the next step will be the actual meld, where you claim countries by placing a card that has a flag that belongs to that country onto it, or I mean, just claiming it by placing that card in front of you. But I guess in the game, I haven't decided exactly how this is going to work. We'll see. But I'm thinking that I'll have the map. You pull the card from your hand, and the possible either the land lights up if that feels like it's necessary, or you just hover over it and it will let you drop the card there, and it'll bring up a dialogue, like a close-up of your the leader, as it will be, the first card that you place on the board, and then you'll be able to, on that land, that country. I think I've dubbed them nations. And then you can place any other cards that will follow that card on it as well. So it has that system where each card has a rank for its particular nation. And then the other cards of that nation will specify which other rankings they will follow. So if you have the first card of a land have rank one and it has a flag, you can place that down, and then any other card from that country, from that nation, that follows one, you could meld those onto the land as well to increase its powers and abilities, because the other cards will have different abilities, like swords as a military force, ships that allow you to go out pirating and doing other things, and also attacking nations across the waters. And there's some other ones, gold, which mines and things like that, castles, which up your defenses, and so on. But that's in the far-flung future, I think, at the moment. This is really slow going, and of course, just doing it on my free time, it goes extra slow, and since it's just me working on it, I have no one to really discuss any issues I've had with at the moment. Maybe I'll take some help of some colleagues in the future if I feel like I can bug them with this. And it's of course standing as I do in front of the computer all day. Usually stand and don't sit anymore as I'm working. That's an aside. But as I'm in front of the computer all day writing code. I'm not always up for the for doing that all of my free time as well. So it'll go up and down, I guess. But that's the status on the GridCon game for now. Of course, there is another dark cloud that. from this perspective, that might prevent me from working on my on the GridCon game, and that is, of course, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom that just launched this last week. And if you've been listening to this, you might not be surprised anyway to hear Breath of the Wild, my favorite game of all time, usurped the long time duo of split first place of Half-Life 2 and Monkey Island 2. So those have been pushed down to second place by Breath of the Wild. So talked in one of my very early episodes of this. This podcast, about my feelings on that game and when it came out. And I was just completely sold on that game. It really gave me this amazing childlike glee and wonder that I don't even remember having it as a kid playing games to that degree. I was just always looking for always wanting to play more and thinking about it when I wasn't able to play it, and the game hasn't done that to me and forever before that. of course, since then, I've grown kind of less and less enamored with games in general, feeling that most games are Also-Rans, they're very similar to games I've played before, and not really into bringing anything new to the table that I really care about. And so I really just fell into playing Magic the Gathering Arena, which I, of course, I had lots of fun with, and I enjoyed quite a bit. And I played that for 2.5 years, just pretty much the only game I played, which is completely unheard of for me before that, when I was always... I would have most of the different consoles and platforms, and play a myriad of different types of games, and really wanted to experience every type of game, or at least many types of games. So that was quite different. But we'll see what happens now. So far, Tears of the Kingdom is similar enough to Breath of the Wild that I'm not as awed by it in the early beginning. A lot of it is similar, so you recognize the basic mechanics of the physics, with dexterity and climbing, and then the food and fire and wind and things like that. Of course, early on, the abilities are new, completely new abilities, which is fun. I was kind of surprised by that, because I've been staying away from pretty much all media surrounding the game. So I'd heard about the ability to be able to stick things together, to build things like that, structures. But that was it. And the other new ones I've seen so far, I've just have three so far, but I didn't know anything about them, so that was fun. Also, this time I've been playing with my son, off and on. We had to decide early on how we were going to progress, because I don't want to be restricted to just playing with him, and of course he doesn't want me to keep playing on the same save, so he misses something. I think we've pretty much decided on three saves, so we'll have one that we play together and one each as we play solo. So far he hasn't really played solo that much, other than to see the intro, which he missed when I started playing. But I've replayed the beginning parts on my own save, so I'm focusing on that now. So I had to jump back a few hours, but of course it's a lot more quicker going the second time when you know what you're doing. But yeah, that's really interesting to see how long I stick with it. I'm thinking this will be a game that will carry on into the summer, through the summer probably. It's a good thing it's on the Switch, so I can take it with me when we go to the summer house, to the island. So that would be a good thing. Of course, I'll have my PC with me as well, but still, it's not at least on a system that's harder to bring, like a dedicated TV console or PC, gaming PC. So anyway, that's it for now. We'll see how things progress next time. Bye-bye.